When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi Clubbers, just jumping on here quickly before today's show to tell you about this exciting new membership that we have set up. It's over at Patreon and it offers you, our lovely Clubbers, lots of bonus content, lots of ad-free content, lots of exclusive early content, video content. There'll be live streaming on there. There's going to be behind the scenes footage. There's going to be all the promo and discount codes that we use on the show. And it all comes at the price of a coffee and a protein bar. There's a few different tiers on there, but please head over to Patreon and it will tell you everything you need to know. We really are so excited about this because it means that we get to offer you a VIP membership to the Self Care Club and we cannot wait for you to be a part of it. So just go to patreon.com/selfcareclubpod. And if you forget that, the link is in our show notes. Just hit it and it will tell you all you need to know. Can't wait to see you there.
Hi Clubbers, welcome to the Self Care Club Clinic, your daily dose of self-care. We are into day two of our hair masterclass with special expert guest, Nicole Goodman.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such
You're
a pleasure
so
to be here.
Welcome. Today's question, it's from Bryony. She asks, are there any easy updos? I always put my hair in a lazy ponytail for work and I'm bored of it. Good question, that.
It depends how you like your hair to look. You could get one of those donuts. They're quite fun. You ever tried those?
I've never tried one because I don't think I'd be able to do it, but I love the look.
They're really easy. You literally put your hair in a ponytail. Mm. You stick the ponytail through the middle of the donut.
Yeah.
And then so you've got the donut on the top of the head and then it's like the hair is like fanning.
Like a pineapple.
Like a pineapple. Yeah. And then you just literally smooth it down and then you just pin it.
Oh,
really easy.
Okay.
But you know what, Bryony? There are so many ways to put your hair up and it's impossible to tell you on a podcast without showing you.
How do you feel about a mum bun?
How do I feel about
it? Yeah.
I feel okay about it.
I sometimes just really like that look.
I'd like to be able to put my hair up in a mum bun. Well, I feel okay about it, but I just think don't rely heavily on it. Because then you can get yourself into a mum bun situation that you can't get out of, you know?
Could
and
be
then
dangerous.
It's just elasticated pants all the way. And then it's just a whole other situation.
Then you're in that whole Karl Lagerfeld way of life. When you're wearing sweatpants, you've lost the will to live or whatever it
I
is.
I just don't think that's a good thing.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm always into just do your hair.
Get your hair done.
Make your hair look nice. It makes you feel so much better. But in terms of easy updos, go on YouTube. Because there's a million people that are doing these and just type in easy updos and you'll probably find a whole host of stuff.
Sometimes I like a low bun. I think it's quite a chic look.
Mm, you've never worn a low bun though.
I have so many times. I do wear a low bun. More often I'd wear a high one. Sometimes I'd wear a low one.
You don't often wear your hair up.
Not often. But I do like it.
But this is about Bryony.
Well, also maybe Bryony has to wear her hair up for work. We don't know. Maybe she can't wear it down.
She's bored of a lazy ponytail. Mm. So I would go for a bun. Mm-hmm. What about plaits?
What about bunches? Mm. I'm not so sure about the bunchies. If she's over 6 years old, which she might be.
You know what, Bryony? I want to know why we're talking about your hair up. Like, what's going on with your hair down? Because if you're always putting your hair up, then there's a problem with your hair down. So therefore, you might need to go to a hairdresser and get it cut.
Yeah. I agree.
Because if you're always putting your hair up, then you're avoiding something with your hair. That's what I would say to one of my clients.
I agree.
You agree with that?
I know someone, and I think in like 20 years, I've only seen her hair down about 4 times.
I've got a great challenge of the day for Bryony.
Go on.
I want her to send me a picture of her hair down.
Oh, go on, Bryony. Let's have a look.
That's your challenge of the day. And to any other clubber that is listening, if you are always wearing your hair up, then you need to assess what's going on with it down. Feel free to send me photos.
Okay. You know you're going to get like 4,000 photos of women's hair and then you'll have to assess them all and then you'll lose your mind.
Well, I won't have to.
Well, you've offered.
I won't. No, but you know, they also respect our boundaries because we've done lots of shows on that, haven't we, clubbers? We're all in this together. Anyway, I'm just saying, if your hair is always up, then you need to look at that. Because really, you should be able to wear your hair down and enjoy it down.
Agreed. That's our clinic for the day. We'll see you tomorrow.